This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Answers. Free help for your good health is just a phone call away. Help me help you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob here in the capacity of helping you with your most precious possession. We can get started with that conversation. Should you have a health concern, a health quagmire, a health dilemma, some type of a health-related problem, go over to your telephone, dial in toll-free. I'll do my very best to help you out. Here's the phone number into the show nationwide, coast-to-coast, 888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB. That's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone. 888 553-7262. Welcome, or welcome back to our veteran listeners. For those of people who are new to the show, and you may be wondering, well, what kind of health questions are able to call into this show, Dr. Martin? Well, anything from anxiety to allergies, sleep problems to sinusitis, back pain to belly bloat, and all points in between. Maybe you've got a question about COVID, all the way to carpal tunnel syndrome, fatigue to flatulence, how to get rid of warts naturally. So have at it. Our phone number again, toll-free nationwide. You have entered a healing zone where people tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy naturally. 888-553-7262 is our call-in number. 888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. Oh, do we have a phenomenal show for you today. Oh, my gosh, so much information we're going to cram in. Hopefully get it all in the next 3 hours. So stick around. Now, many of you know by now, experts, scientists have already documented that there are over 200 different strains of COVID so far discovered. It's 200 different strains. We've only heard about a small portion of those that have actually been discovered, starting with the legacy COVID strain way back in the very beginning in 2020, somewhere around maybe September, October, when this whole COVID thing was first discovered, or they believed the first virus was determined, the alpha strain. Then we went to the beta strain, the gamma strain, you've heard it, the delta, Lambda, Mu. We're now at Omicron, which has been detected now apparently in 25 states. Last week when we spoke about this, it was only 11 states, so it's rapidly dividing and spreading. And we also, if you recall, in the pharmaceutical companies depend on your short memory, if you have it. But I will remind you here on this radio show that when we first began the COVID scenario, the disaster that we're currently in, 2 years ago now, going on 2 years ago, that we were promised just shelter in for maybe 2 weeks and everything's going to blow over, everything's going to be just fine. We went from 2 weeks to shelter in to extensions ad nauseum to everybody needs to wear a mask. That'll solve it. To social distancing, that'll take care of it. To, oh, we've now developed and fast-tracked in 8 months a vaccine which will reduce your risk of developing the infection, and you won't be able to give it to anyone else. That's all been turned on its ear because we know it's not true. And we're now, we've gone through iterations of one vaccine with the promise that if you do it, if you take it and you do the other stuff, wash your hands, social distance, wear the mask, one shot should do it, you'll be safe. You won't get it, you won't give it. We know that's not true. Two shots now, went after the one, three shots, which are two shots and a booster. And now the CEO of Pfizer, I think it is now... Yeah, CEO of Pfizer says the fourth COVID vaccine dose may be needed sooner than expected due to Omicron. Wow, it's just not going to stop. It should stop, like, immediately, according to many scientists. The one-size-fits-all does not work, never will, in a pandemic where you drop in a vaccine, mass vaccination program, right dab in the middle of a crisis, a pandemic. And many scientists are finally starting to accept that, even though there are a few that were there in the very beginning that said, you know what, this is a big mistake and we're going to pay for it. We sure are now. In fact, if you recall, if you start looking at the newspapers and the headlines in a critical way, you're seeing more reports, higher COVID numbers in 2 months, the last 2 months, than have ever been before. And we see out, even in the New York Times, COVID cases and deaths are on the rise throughout the U.S. Why? If virtually not a single American had received a COVID shot in 2020, and now we have 71% of all Americans have received at least one shot or more in 2021. So why do you think there are more hospitalizations and deaths this year compared to last year? 2020 being we had no vaccine. We have a vaccine now, and it's being employed to the extent of 71% of all Americans having received at least one shot. Many others have received two, and some are headed for three. And yet we're seeing a rise in hospitalizations and deaths in the United States. Why is that? If it's working so terrifically as the pharmaceutical companies promised initially, and Dr. Anthony Fauci talked you into getting one after another, and we'll talk you into more. And this, again, is not me saying not to do what you and your doctor decide to do, that's fine with me, and whatever decision you make is your own to make. It is your health, and I support that. This show is not about talking people into or out of any medical procedure, and specifically vaccines, as we're on that subject now, and we will be. But when you see light at the end of the tunnel, you may have... Some people are waking up and saying, man, was I sold a bill of goods? Thought it would be one shot. I'm up to thinking about now the president, CEO of Pfizer, is sort of floating the idea of we'll need a fourth shot sooner than expected due to these variants caused by the very vaccine program that was put into place. That's what happens. When you drop a vaccine, mass vaccine program, instead of stratifying it and giving it to those who need it the most, or those who are the most susceptible in our society, the aged, the elderly, the sick, the infirm, the obese, those who have comorbidities, yeah, you target people in that manner in some way, whether it be with therapeutics, isolation, even vaccines, and the rest of the people who are young and healthy, you find other ways to manage it other than mass vaccination, you'll get a different outcome. But that's not where we're at today. We're in a full-on crisis, and I see no end in sight. Now, when we come back, I want to play some audio for you from Fox News, from a virologist expert, immunologist. You will not believe this. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oregano P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oregano P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oregano P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oregano P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oregano P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oregano.com. That's oregano.com. Act now and feel better today with Oregano P73.
You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you for tuning into the show, and a special thank you to our regular listeners who spread the word to their family members, their friends, their coworkers, their social media platforms, so those people who are unaware of this radio show can have the opportunity to tune in and hear perhaps some things that they just haven't heard before and get back on track with their health. That's the goal. And if you've decided to get back to feeling good again, How long has it been for you? Well, you've come to the right place. This is your opportunity to become independently healthy as opposed to dependently sick by simply getting on track and becoming your own best doctor most of the time. And you do that by gaining and gathering and absorbing knowledge and information you otherwise have not had. It's sort of like coming out of the dark into the light, resurrecting your good health safely and naturally. That's what the Dr. Bob Martin Show is all about. It's about education. There's also some entertainment rolling in there as well, and without a doubt, provocative for sure. But we're here for you, and I'll do everything I can to help you out with your health. All right, so last weekend on the program, we posed to you, if you were with us, if you remember this, and if you weren't, you can certainly go back and listen to it in the podcast library at drbob.com. drbob.com, spell out the word doctor, drbob.com, podcast library. There's where you will find versions of recorded shows in the past. We're live now, but you can hear those shows. They're in there. Free and unfettered access. But we asked the question last week on the program, what is your level of confidence in COVID-19 vaccines with respect to their effectiveness against variants, including Delta and Omicron, which is where we're at? The vast majority of those people who are still getting sick are getting the Delta variant, which is more dangerous in terms of hospitalization and death versus the Omicron, which is rolling right now. Last weekend, it was 11 states that I reported. Now it's up to 25 states have reported cases of Omicron. So we asked the question, what is your level of confidence in COVID-19 vaccines? I think a lot of people are developing battle fatigue, especially after they've heard all these promises that have been broken from the very beginning. We won't have any mandates. We have mandates, et cetera, et cetera. You know the drill. And they're depending on you forgetting all about it and moving on. Well, we asked that question on my website. Here are the results of those people who voted at drbob.com. You had three choices to the question. What is your current level of confidence in COVID-19 vaccines with respect to their effectiveness against the variants, including Delta and Omicron? A, high. B, low. Or C, you weren't sure. Of those people who went to my website, drbob.com, and voted, here are the results. Those people who have high confidence, high levels of confidence in COVID-19 vaccines, a whopping 2% have a high confidence that they're effective against the variants Delta, Omicron, and then those who are still in the pipeline to come. That was question answer number A. How many people answered the question low confidence? B, 93% of you who went to my website claim that you have a low level of confidence in COVID vaccines against variants, Delta, Omicron, and all the rest. And 5% of you are still not sure. So, as you can tell, a lot of people now are finally waking up in the United States and they're going, there's something wrong with this picture. I mean, who's really profiting off of this? It's certainly not the public. We've got more deaths in 2021 than in 20 when we had no vaccine. Yet we had those organisms around, the viruses. Okay, so I want to play for you an audio clip here of something, and I'm going to get to your phone calls. Do not go anywhere. Scott, Dan, Michael, and all the rest of you on hold. Got to get through some content here in the beginning to set this up. It's important. And I want you to hear this immunology professor by the name of Dr. Byron Bridle, or Brittle. I guess it's Bridle. He was on the Laura Ingraham show talking about the science, if there is any, or profit behind this whole vaccine campaign. And are these vaccines effective? Here is Laura Ingraham on Fox News interviewing Dr. Byron Bridle, who's an immunologist and immunology professor. Listen to what he says. Go.
Wait a minute. Science again? Or is this about profit for Big Pharma? If it's not actually about making pharma execs richer, though, then it's time to start asking questions about the effectiveness of vaccines in ending the pandemic. Joining me now, Dr. Byron Bridle, who is the immunology professor at the University of Guelph in Canada, who was part of the group who studied the first mRNA COVID vaccines. Dr. Bridle, what's going on here?
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me again. I have to say, I'll just be blunt. This is absolutely ludicrous. This is a case of trying to take something that is completely ineffective, and by administering endless doses, somehow it seems like health professionals think this is going to suddenly become effective. There's so much data showing now that these vaccines can never, ever achieve the goal of herd immunity. These are, first of all, what I want to point out is we have to keep in mind the very definition of vaccines was altered to allow that term to be applied to these current inoculations that we're giving to people. The duration of immunity is far too short. The SARS-CoV-2 virus has been effectively developing new variants that can readily evade this immunity. The new Omicron variant has so many mutations in the spike protein, it's going to be able to even more effectively evade vaccine-induced immunity than the Delta variant did. And the combination of all of these things, combined with, of course, the fact that there is, although people try and hide it as much as possible, it's becoming impossible to hide the harms that these vaccines are causing. And there's no question now that the cost-benefit analysis makes no sense. People who are, quote, fully vaccinated, which is the two doses at the moment, they can still get infected. They can still get COVID. They can still get disease. They can still die from COVID. And they transmit the virus in at least equal proportion to equal quantities as those who have no immunity.
Yeah. Doctor, what they always will say is, look, it really reduces hospitalization and chance of death, however. So the upside is very positive. And they discount any of the other side effects or heart issues or anything. But serious illness or death. So regular people are like, well, sounds good to me. What do I get the fourth shot?
Okay, well, okay, so that's a great point, Laura. Now, if that's the case, then people can get vaccinated and they can reduce their risk if they perceive it to be doing such in getting the severe and potentially fatal disease. That doesn't mean that everybody else should be getting it. That's an individual benefit. In terms of the benefit to other people around them, the data is very clear. There is zero benefit to people around individuals who are double vaccinated. They are still shedding as much virus. So it makes no sense to push the vaccine mandates from that context. And fourth doses are coming to America. There's no question. As scientists, we've been seeing this come for a long time. This is now all about the profit. It's clear. It has to be, because it is not about the science. There's a mountain of science saying we should not be pushing these vaccines. We certainly should not be mandating them. And think about it, every dose that gets added is a gross amount of profit for these companies.
Oh, so you heard the voice there of Dr. Byron Bridle, a viral immunologist, a immunology professor, a tenured professor at a very prestigious university in Canada, talking about how he perceives this COVID situation going on, which is in complete 100% deference to what you're hearing Dr. Anthony Fauci and others out of the government telling you. Now, eventually we'll look in the rearview mirror and learn from our mistakes, but it just seems like there's way too many of them going on right now. And you should know these things. All right. Thank you for that on Fox News with the Laura Ingraham Show and Dr. Byron Bridle stating that. When we come back from this break, I'm going to go to your phone call. Scott, you're going to be first. We'll get to Dan and Michael and all the rest of you. Our phone number here, if you want to comment on what you just heard or have a question, 888-553-7262, 1-888-55, Dr. Bob.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone.
To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals heart drops over the past 20 years. Strauss Heart Drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that Heart Drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking Heart Drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Show in the United States, far and away, and it's in large part thanks to you spreading the word about this program so others can find out about it and tune in themselves. Simply jot down the radio station call letters that you're listening to right now, no matter where you're at, the frequency on the dial, if it's an AM or FM station, and the time of the day, and then pass it on to as many people as you know, so they too can find this information that they may not be able to find anywhere else and help them out. And they'll thank you for it later. And we appreciate you being here so much today. Now, coming up later on the show, we're going to have for you the top 10 most serious adverse reactions to COVID vaccines. The top 10. Some of these you won't believe. Some of these you haven't even heard about. Some of these you will be amazed to learn about. The top 10 most serious adverse reactions to COVID vaccines, which you're hearing little or nothing about in the news. It's all rosy. It's all great and wonderful and warm and fuzzy and save the day. No, no, no. Wait till you hear the top 10 serious adverse reactions to COVID vaccines. It's coming up on the show today. Also, I'm going to, because this is important, I'll be discussing pro-inflammatory foods that increase the risk of being weak and frail. All of that straight ahead here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We have a ton of stuff and a special guest next hour as well. All right, let's go to your telephone calls as promised. First up, we hear from Scott in the state of Montana. Welcome to the program, Scott. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What can I do for you, sir?
I have a question concerning whether you've seen any studies about the effect of myocarditis after vaccine due to increased spike protein.
Yes, sir, I have. And what I can tell you is last year, the entire year, there was probably 600 to 700 cases of myocarditis reported this year with the vaccines in place, because they all started about January of 2021, we have recorded over 10,000 cases of myocarditis and pericarditis. That's after the vaccine program began. And we believe that that number is highly deflated, because very much so these things are not well reported, meaning the Harvard study Pilgrim says that about 1 to 3% of adverse reactions are actually ever seeing the light of day, which means they're not reported. So not only do you have this being a low number, 10,000 versus 600 or 700 the year before when the vaccines weren't available, and not everybody is affected by myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle or the sac around the heart, as a result of these spike proteins getting in there and causing inflammation and swelling and blood clots and all the pain and angina that are there. We don't know who is going to be struck with this. But when you hear how young men in the prime of their lives, young athletes, some children in their teens, and some even younger than that, these spike proteins find their way through the bloodstream. These are caused by the mRNA vaccine that most vaccines stay in the muscle that it's injected into in the arm. These spread through the whole body, into the brain, into the heart, into the ovaries in women, in all over the body. We just don't know why it is that certain people are affected so quickly, so acutely, and end up with chest pain or angina, or are struggling with it. We don't know that yet, but we know that the number has been rocketing to tens of thousands suspected, and there's no end in sight, especially when you see that they're hell-bent on vaccinating every man, woman, child, and it seems like next will be pets in everyone's home. It just never stops. I mean, this is where profitability and the big cha-ching can be heard in the background for these pharmaceutical companies. And again, I'm not telling people not to get vaccines or to get them. That's a decision you'll have to make, but you need to go out and develop a ravenous appetite for due diligence, and you're doing your own research on this. And if you're expecting your doctor to give it all to you, maybe doctors, some of them are dialed in on it and have this information. Others, you know, just they're puppets and sock puppets, and they parrot what they hear out of the CDC and the FDA. So you'll have to decide whether that's accurate based on what's happened so far. Your choice. All right. Scott, thank you very much for your phone call, sir. Next up, we hear from Dan in the state of New Mexico. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Dan, hello.
Good morning, doctor.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm 67,
mm-hmm.
and I got the Johnson & Johnson jab in March of this year.
All right.
I need to get a booster shot, but the community health center in this area only has the Pfizer and the Moderna booster shot.
Mm-hmm.
They have no Johnson & Johnson, so I was wondering, Is it safe for me to get a Pfizer booster? I mean, you know, I hear it both ways, that antibodies are antibodies no matter how you get them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard the same thing, Dan. Now, I want to bring you back to what you said. You said you need to get a second shot. You mean you want to get a second shot, not need to get a second shot. You want to get a second shot.
Yes, I want a booster.
I know it's a play on words, my friend. I just wanted to point it out, but because my dad used to tell me that when I was growing up. Wait a minute, son. You mean you want something you don't necessarily need it? All right. So I've heard, Dan, that you can mix and match stuff. Like, you know, when you go to the produce department, you know, grab a couple apples, a few oranges, some grapes. You'll be fine. It's all fruit, right? It all comes out in the end. Well, yeah, that's somewhat true. And I've heard also about the vaccines that you can mix and match those. Of course, the initial concern over the Johnson vaccine was that in some countries have completely stopped the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's based on the vector virus delivery system versus the mRNA. And remember, initially, they said that you would need only one Johnson & Johnson vaccine, whereas you're going to need you know, two of the mRNAs like Johnson & Johnson or Moderna. And then all of a sudden they go, wait a minute, well, yeah, you know what, we found out the Johnson & Johnson, it also wanes starting on day one when you get it, and at day 3 months or closer to 6 months, it's pretty much gone, and you'll need to get boosted again. Now, I just wonder how many people, if they'd have learned that from the very beginning, the outset, they were told, okay, even though we were all told, well, okay, just a little bit of social distancing, you know, 2 weeks shelter in, you'll be fine, and get the vaccine, you can't get it or give it. We all know that's all been changed. It's incrementalism. They have figured out a way, those pharmaceutical companies working with the media who are complicit in this, who knows? I mean, I don't think it's some, you know, conspiracy thing. I just think it's sort of like trying to fake your way through something you don't know about and sound, you know, intelligent and educated about it, and then change the rules as you go. Move the goalposts. Incrementalism. In other words, if you can get somebody to do one thing one time, you can get them to do another thing the second time and the third time and the fourth time and the fifth time, even though, you know, it's a slippery slope no matter how you cut it. It's your choice, Dan. Go forward, my friend, and I appreciate your phone call.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel, newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals heart drops over the past 20 years. Strauss heart drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that heart drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss Heart Drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss Heart Drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking heart drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right. Welcome or welcome back to this, hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We so appreciate you tuning in to the program today. Now, we have a very special guest, scheduled for next hour of the program that I would encourage you to stick around to listen to. It's very important. It's going to impact your health. It gives you some opportunity to extend your lifespan and be healthy while you do. That should be key. And we are going to get to that information. Now, this last Friday, Dr. Anthony Fauci, White House medical advisor, said lab studies strongly suggest that booster shots will give cross protection against a wide variety of COVID variants, but noted it has not been proven yet. I loved it when he gives that little caveat there. Even though this is the guy that's the persona non grata of all science, almost like playing God on him, on his own. It's just amazing to me. And, you know, I've read some interesting things about and contemplations about what is this thing? What is this spike protein thing? What is the ultimate goal of the spike protein in these COVID vaccines that we have fostered upon human beings for the very first time in a mass vaccination program? Just, you know, is this something about DNA repair? What if it were? I've heard all kinds of contemplations on that. Is this DNA repair mechanism being stopped by these COVID vaccines? What if it were true? Well, on May 31st of this year, researchers in Israel discovered, the Fountain of Youth. They observed that SIRT6, this is the abbreviation, S-I-R-T, short for sirtuin 6 gene. It's a gene that human beings have. SIRT6 is a protein coding gene, which means it helps build and maintain human cells, plus pass on the heredity. So it's sort of like the message that we pass on to our family members in the future. And this SIRT6 gene appears to function in a multi-molecular pathway related to aging, including DNA repair, telomere maintenance, which we have talked about on this radio show many times, energy production, inflammation control. These are all things that this SIRT6 gene that human beings have controls the rate of healthy aging. And when you interfere with that, it could create a problem. If you increase the SIRT6 gene, however, in the animal model, it's been determined, for example, the animals live longer, 30% longer, when you can positively increase this particular gene called SIRT2, or short for sirtuin-6, that particular gene in the animal model, 30% increase in longevity. So imagine, you know, that at age 130, it's the new 100, and, you know, becoming 60 years of age is the new 30. Literally, if you can demonstrate and find a way to make this gene more robust that we have, to unleash the ability for our longevity to improve and our health to improve. An interesting observation was made by a team of scientists researchers in Israel recently. They said, if we can determine how to activate in humans this SIRT6 gene, we will be able to prolong life, and this could have enormous health and economic implications. So what happens, folks? Just think about this for a moment. If this were true, what would happen if you remove this gene, this SIRT6 gene, or you disarm it in some way? This important gene that all humans have. Well, you guessed it. Very, very bad things would happen. Disease, especially, and premature death, if you messed with this important gene that human beings have. Without the SIRT6 gene, which is some people refer to as the human fountain of youth, your body is unable to repair the DNA damage that we experience every single day, and which is enormously increased with states of disease, particularly in the case of COVID-2, SARS-CoV-2. It has been well established that the endothelial cells, which are the inner lining of blood vessels, lymph vessels, and heart vessels, become senescent, which means those cells start to age, they get old when transfected, or that also means introduction of infections with genetic material. We're talking about injecting these mRNA vaccines into human beings with these spike proteins, which has never been done before. It's experimental, really. the spike protein being delivered via mRNA vaccines, which are Pfizer and Moderna, epigenetically, which means outside of our genetics, silences the SIRT6 gene expressions. This is what some scientists are talking about. And what if it were true? Which is, these genes are our God-given cellular repair mechanism. We're breaking down and repairing ourselves all day, 24-7, 365, until we expire. Let me remind you what our SIRT, S-I-R-T, short for sirtuin genes, do in addition to controlling DNA repair every single minute of your life. So you've got DNA repair 24-7. You've got gene expression. You've got these telomeric maintenance, these cell divisions, without getting into a lot of complicated terms here. But our bodies are designed to heal themselves. But what if these vaccines are interfering with the very repair process? And when you give that same vaccine to diabetics or people who have cancer or immune regulation problems or having other issues, is this what we're seeing with all the adverse responses being reported? Well, what if it were true that that's exactly what's going on? I guess time will tell. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Herb and Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Trade your mental and physical exhaustion for real energy with HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get an energy boost like never before. Breeze through your day with focus, a clear mind, and yes, energy. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally delivers 7 times more rare noble ginsenosides than conventional ginseng for maximum benefits. It's ultra clean, grown without pesticides. That's the Terry Naturally ginseng difference. Imagine. No more being exhausted by the end of the day. No more feeling like your mental and physical energy doesn't keep up with the demands of life. HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy comes with a complete money-back guarantee. What could you accomplish with more energy in your day? Find out. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy from Terry Naturally. Get HRG 80 Red Ginseng Energy at your local health food store or terrynaturallyvitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Stay in touch with us always at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, drbob.com. We're in the middle of an open line conversation on the topic of health. Next hour, I'm going to lead with a topic that some of you are going to be mind blown by. Excess deaths in children reported after vaccine rollout. Deaths among children have risen since they began the vaccinating of teenagers age 12 and older against COVID-19. And while vaccine defenders will insist it's just a coincidence, parents have a right to know what is happening so they can draw their own conclusions. Well, the news is very disheartening when you consider that healthy children and teenagers have a minimal risk of getting sick with the coronavirus in the first place. So I will tell you where this is going on, where there's been reported excess deaths in children as a result of the vaccine rollout. So stay tuned. That's coming up next hour and our special guest next hour as well. Let's get back to your telephone calls, however. Let's get another phone call in before the end of the hour. Here is Michael in the state of Arkansas. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Michael, hello.
Hi, doctor. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I just briefly, if you could tell us that study again on eating properly concerning the vegetables and fruits.
Yes, it's a... King's College, London. I spoke about that quite a while ago when it first broke that story. King's College, London, British Medical Journal, the basis of it, you know, in a capsule. Michael, you eat more. Those who eat the most fruits and vegetables in a given day, they demonstrated that have a 40% less risk of getting sick with COVID. 40%! So you would think that Dr. Anthony Fauci would be on television saying, look, folks, what you need to do, get more sleep, lower your stress, so let's get some exercise going, take vitamin A and vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc, that's the minimal, eat more fruits and vegetables. You would see and work on lowering your weight. We know all these things have a dramatic effect at lowering your risk of getting sick and having better immunity, but that's not what's happening. And that's a tragedy.
Right. I mean, and I'm not saying that the study's not correct, but that's almost common sense.
Yeah, I get you. I agree with you.
I don't have any data on this, but I've worked in institutions all my life, mm-hmm. and I had a nurse like 20, 25 years ago told me that the importance of washing your hands before you go to the bathroom rather than washing your hands after you go to the bathroom.
I couldn't agree with you more. But you know, Michael, the medical profession even poo-pooed that at one time, not that long ago. They said, oh, washing hands. This is where we knew a lot about germs and so forth and couldn't see them on microscopes. And they found out that washing hands between delivering babies stopped mothers from getting infected and dying. And they poo-pooed this for a long time. And then finally they said, you know what? We should wash hands between babies, delivering babies. Doctor, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.